He's my beautiful boy. He's my yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Find Me Before I Die at LonelyDeath.com is not the name of a dating site for goths, though it could be. No, it's the third album from electronic three-piece Minhui. I spoke to Ruth and Paul, who make up two-thirds of the band, this week in Wellington. The first thing I want to know is the name of the album is intriguing. Find Me Before I Die, a LonelyDeath.com. What does it mean?
Well, actually, it began, first of all, it was going to be Find Me Someone to Love Before I Die, a LonelyDeath.com. We were kind of being smart. And then we thought, oh, it's too long, so it was became Find Me Someone Before I Die, a LonelyDeath.com. And then it started becoming real and fitting in with the songs and what we're feeling and thinking. And we changed it to Find Me Before I Die, a LonelyDeath.com, because it's kind of about no one's going to save you. You need to save yourself and find who you are and where you fit in and where you don't fit in, and both those things are equally important. And .com is just because that's the world we live in now, really.
There is actually a website, though, associated with this, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. It's a networking site for inanimate objects and your pets.
Explain, because I did go and have a look at it, and it didn't really make a lot of sense to me, I've got to say. So explain what you mean by that, Paul.
I actually thought it was pretty straightforward. It's you go there, and it looks like it's an old classified newspaper, like a classified ads in a newspaper, you know, wanted or situations vacant, looking for. And you basically, you can click on submit an ad, and add a photo and a little description of... Oh, I can't even think of the things that are there, but they're pretty funny. They're pretty humorous things that are up there.
This is your third album. It seems to me, listening to it, there's quite a development musically in this latest album. There's a lot of different sounds, a lot of different styles, moving away from that kind of beat-driven, almost dance floor sort of stuff to even more laid-back, more guitars, more natural sounds perhaps. Is that a fair comment?
We've kind of done it to ourselves as well. When we first put out the first couple of albums in New Zealand, we kind of got branded as the breakbeat genre and, you know, playing in clubs and things. And so everyone thought, well, you're just electronic music, you know, just electronic music. And you must play in clubs, and it's too late for me to go to a gig kind of thing. But this time, I mean, in the end, Minhui is really just about songs, because we have Ruth as the front person, you know, and then there's me and Ryan who make the music. But we just use electronic instruments to make the sound. So we're just a classic three-piece, really, in the end. And actually, the other day, we ended up doing a live in-store at Real Groovy and just used acoustic guitars to see if we could play these electronic songs on acoustic guitars, and it worked. So we're kind of realising that, you know, it is about songs and, yeah...
And yeah, because I remember years ago interviewing you when the first album came out and asking you to perform a song acoustically, and it was cool, but it only worked so well, didn't it? Now, but there are songs on here. One that stands out is "I Hate You," which is a beautiful song, and I imagine could be performed completely acoustically quite well.
Is this what you need to hear? Heaven's real, and you'll make it there. And then when you do, could you put me and you plus two on the door?
Yeah, actually, I mean, on this album, this song Vampires is just Paul and Ryan playing guitars, acoustic guitars, and me singing in it. And I made up that song, and we were trying to turn it into, like, you know, Minhui-ified. But it just wasn't really working, and we realised it just needed to be this kind of Irish pub ballad. And so it was quite fun just to be able to do what we wanted. You know, it's like we're Minhui, we make up the rules, and we're going to grab the guitar and do it. That's our right. You know, we kind of felt quite liberated, really.
It seems to me quite weird that you've got a song, you're quite happy performing it, and then you go, oh, we've got a Minhui-ify it, doesn't it? Were you finding yourselves getting trapped within your own sort of paradigm?
I don't think so. Well, maybe we were and just didn't realise it and saved ourselves before we imploded, actually. So I'm going to say yes.
I also wanted to ask you about the cover art. I understand that was also an in-house job, was it?
It's all sounding quite dodgy around here, isn't it? Yeah, that's just, well, it's a world map that I made out of hundreds and thousands, and I spent a few evenings separating the hundreds and thousands into different colours with tweezers. My life's non-stop go, as you can tell, action, action, awesome, party, party. Yeah, so it was really fun, and so we made this world map out of these hundreds and thousands, and I ate quite a few, and I can tell you, just don't do it, kids. Keep away.
Why did you need to say, I mean, because there, I can tell that there are colour variations, but was there any sort of rhyme or reason behind this? I mean, just to explain to the audience, because trying to describe hundreds and thousands of maps via the radio is not particularly productive. What looks like Russia is kind of predominantly yellows and reds, whereas Africa is a bit more blues and things in it. Was there a rhyme or reason behind it?
There wasn't a rhyme or reason behind the particular colours for sort of layer masses, but I did want to, because at first we were just going to do it, you know, your typical eight colours, hundreds and thousands, that's how many they have. But I just started separating a few out, and I realised you just take out one colour and it changes everything about hundreds and thousands. And I kind of quite like that too, because that's what this whole thing is about as well. Like, you lose one thing from the world and you kind of, it changes everything. Or if you, and that's kind of what, you know, I mean, the whole album is kind of about this thing and the death of things and the life of things and where you are and who you are and where you fit in and what you're not. And I guess also the hundreds and thousands were quite interesting because, you know, sometimes you feel like one tiny hundreds and thousands amongst a whole pack of hundreds and thousands, you know. Oh, I could go on.
And if we salvage what we get, you and me,
I must say, for an album that contains a track called Aotearoa, you've done a particularly, piss poor job of representing this country in a hundreds and thousands form. It does look, it looks more like, just, it actually looks exactly the same as whatever that island up the top of Russia is. I don't know what that is.
I know the irony, because on this, on the plastic you know, outside of the cover, our record label was like, oh look, your band name's not obvious enough on the cover you've made, so we're going to put a sticker on the plastic outside. And we're like, oh yeah, okay. But the sticker covers the only country we didn't want it to cover, which is New Zealand. So you look at the album and our country's not even on there until you take the sticker off and liberate New Zealand.
Which, as I say, now actually it looks like, on closer inspection, New Zealand looks more like Japan, and this just looks like a single island that's kind of bendy.
Actually,
dude, have you ever tried to make a map out of hundreds and thousands? You get back to me when you've had this kind of opportunity.
The lights are getting blinding and the air is getting thinner. Choice is compulsory. Way ho, way ho.
You've just been recording a video for Way Ho, yes. But I understand that you've got, speaking of Aotearoa, the song, you're actually looking at putting together a video yourself for this. And you may need the help of the listening audience, is that right?
We do, in fact, need the help of the listening audience. There's a line we're actually asking people to send in a photo, email in a photo that shows who they are. Because it's always, you know, in music videos, it's always the band, isn't it? Just putting on different outfits, you know, it's like showing themselves in different faces. But basically, we want people to email in a photo because the line that Ruth has in the song is, it says, you and me, we are in New Zealand. And so basically, we want people to say, hey, this is me. And it can be anything. It could be you. We've had a few people send them, and so far we've had skydivers, scuba divers, dancing at parties, sitting at home on their own with their cat.
Drinking in a van.
Lots of ones drinking beer, actually. But people at the beach, you know, with their family or with their friends or by themselves on the top of a mountain. Actually, really quite amazing shots. So that's what we're looking for. We've got a couple of weeks left. It's the 18th of September that we have a deadline for to cut it off. Please send in. The email address is findmemusicvideo@gmail.com.
findmemusicvideo@gmail.com. We're going to finish up now by playing a song off the album. I quite like I Hate You, but would that be alright, or is there something you'd rather I played?
No, I Hate You.
I Hate You too. Thank you very much, guys, for coming, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Cool. Bye.
I hate you. I hate you.
And it's true. And it's true. It's true. And it's true. Who told you I was a liar? I'm a liar. And it's true. And it's true. It's true. And it's true. Who told you I was a liar? Supposed to die, could you tell me first? 'Cause I would like to be one step ahead of the hearse. Such a perfect day today, it seems such a shame. It seems such a shame to die.
And that's the song I Hate You by Minwee. That's all we've got time for today. Thank you for listening. If there's something that you'd missed or you'd like to hear again, publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Damien Christie.
I've been Russell Brown. And thank you to New Zealand On Air.
Yeah, thanks.
Is this what you need to hear? Heaven's real and you'll make it there. And then when you do, could you put me and you plus two on the door? And I thought God loved his children, but I don't know how. And I can't see why or where. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. But I'm a liar.